Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com. Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, lounge electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Inn, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate, your acreage property specialist.
What if there was a day we could live the dream? Always on the spot, we were always on the scene. The camera boys came, pulled from miles around, just to see if me and you were tearing up the town. Now that would be the one. That would be the one. It would be one for the money, one for the show, one for good measure when we go. Once in a lifetime, one in a million, one for the road in case we get the feeling.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful Texas. Brand spanking new stuff there from Nate Kipp. Getting things going for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show powered by Hop Power Polaris. One for the road is the name of that one off of Nate's newest record. I'm Cable Smith. Thrilled to be here with you guys and gals this morning. Man, oh man, we've got a great show lined up for you today. So pour yourself another cup of coffee and pull up a chair around the old campfire because it's going to be a jam-packed hour of outdoor programming like none other. Off the top, we'll talk some hog trapping with custom hog trap builder Don Gresham. He's a longtime friend of the show and has been in the swine removal business for some time now. Don will tell us about some new technology where you can actually trap hogs with the click of a button on your iPhone or smartphone. Pretty cool stuff there. Also, there's a hog that Don caught on camera scaling a six-foot-high wall in his hog trap. And this hog did that on two occasions. So it's no wonder that this 200-pound boar affectionately became known as Hog Dini due to his disappearing acts. Whatever happened to Hog Dini? Did Don finally get the better of him? We'll find out coming up here in a little bit. Then, a real treat when Governor Rick Perry makes his return to the show. And we're going to get into some serious coastal fishing talk with Governor Perry as the U.S. Department of the Interior has passed some legislation regarding offshore oil rigs and their potential removal. The thing is, these rigs provide artificial reef systems for all manner of marine life in the Gulf Coast region, and this idle iron policy, as it is being called, could have devastating effects on our Gulf Coast fishery. Luckily, Governor Perry has our backs, and he's looking out for the Texas sportsman and angler, and we'll get into all that here in a little bit. We'll then wrap up the show by covering an issue that is near and dear to the hearts of every Texas wing shooter, and that, my friends, is our declining bobwhite quail population. Fortunately, TPWD is being proactive, and they've enacted a new program where hunters are going to be an essential part of measuring the data regarding quail hunting and quail populations. So I'm thrilled that our upland game bird program leader, Robert Perez, a longtime friend of the show, he'll be here in a little bit to kind of go over this new program and what it means for Texas quail hunters and our quail population. So that's what's on the docket for today. It should be a good one. I know I'm excited about it. A couple other things here. Don't forget that our June Photo of the Month contest is going on right now. We've got one of the best prizes we've ever had. That is a Brood Outdoors 90-quart grizzly cooler. All you have to do is email me your best outdoor photo to cablewaco@yahoo.com. You can enter one every month, and we'll get it up there on the website. And you ladies and gentlemen can vote on your favorite photo at the end of each month. Anyway, this cooler from Brood Outdoors retails for almost $300. I've got one myself. Let me tell you, if you're looking for something rugged that will keep ice for about a week, this is a cooler for you. They're based out of Keller, Texas, so a great Texas-based company. And all you have to do, once again, email me your best outdoor photo to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. If you like that Nate Kipp song that we opened the show with, right now is your chance to win your very own copy of his new record, The Holding Pattern. Nate was nice enough to send me a couple of these to give away on the air. See, what should the magic word be this morning? How about bluegill? All right, it's a bluegill or spawning. The first person to text in the word bluegill to 214-289-7807 will win their own copy of this awesome album. And that's, once again, bluegill to 214-289-7807 for your shot to win our buddy Nate Kipp's latest work. What else here? Oh, yeah. All you social media junkies out there, be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, because right now I've got two 10x15 Mitch Moreland autographed vintage Ducks Unlimited signs that we're going to be giving away once we get to, let's say, 400 likes on Facebook and 300 followers on Twitter. We're not too far from those numbers. So for all you Texas Ranger fans out there, now's your chance to win an autographed Mitch Moreland vintage Ducks Unlimited sign. And all you have to do is follow me on Twitter or like my Facebook page. Pretty simple. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by our longtime buddy, custom hog trap builder Don Gresham, as we get into some new technological advances in hog trapping, and we'll hear the story of the hog that became known as Hog Dini. That's coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
When the word was Thunderbird and the price was folded twice, bringing wine, loving to you was fun.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
Sweetwater Creek Bow Hunting Ranch was designed specifically with the Texas bow hunter in mind. and of course we hunt axis, fallow, and red deer through mid-March. Right now, hunters choose between $100 off your hunt or adding a doe to your harvest at no cost, whichever you choose. Our 2,500-acre high fence, bow-only ranch, is located just outside DFW in Decatur. Call Jim Bob Little at 940-393-5853 or visit SweetwaterCreekBowHunt.com to book your hunt today.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911. Listen up, North Texas. Fox Pools and Patios wants to help you beat that Texas heat. Whether you want a custom swimming pool or a custom shade arbor, Fox Pools and Patios has you covered. Offering cedar patio covers for only $17 per square foot and flagstone patios with a concrete base for only $8 per square foot. Also specializing in water features unlike any others and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. So beat the heat and call 972-369-6672 today. That's Fox Pools and Patios at 972-369-6672.
Now there's two more tears in Texas tonight. One more lonely man, no arms to hold me tight. Two new hearts pounding side by side. I'm just a lonely man.
All right, one of my all-time favorite Coup de Grâce tunes, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thanks for spending a part of your weekend with me around the old campfire here. This segment of our show proudly brought to you by the original Fort Worth Gun Show, celebrating over 40 years. The next show is taking place Saturday and Sunday, June 23rd and 24th. That's next weekend. And it's taking place at the Will Rogers Center right there in Old Cowtown. You can buy, sell, trade guns, ammo, knives, and accessories. And admission is only $10. I think kids under 12 get in free. So for more info, be sure to check out fwgunshow.com. Well, let's go ahead and get into our next topic this morning, as we're going to talk some trapping here today. We all know how big of a nuisance feral hogs are, especially in Texas. We all try our darndest to shoot them or trap them. And today we're going to not only talk about some new technology that can really help you with your hog trapping, but also we're going to talk about one hog specifically who earned the nickname Hog Dini because of his repeated disappearing acts. So here to give us the lowdown, it's our very own custom hog trap builder and my good friend, Don Gresham. Thanks for dropping in.
Hey, it's great to be back. Thanks for having us.
Well, certainly glad to have you. Don, I understand that you guys are actually up in Kansas at a hunting show this weekend.
Bottoms up. It's in Great Bend, Kansas. Yes, sir. We're going to be here for a three-day stretch. We got the swamp people going to be up here. It sounds like it's going to be a real good time.
Well, that's that sounds like a pretty good drive from Montague County, Texas.
It's 8 hours or right at 400 miles. We're here to have a good time. It's going to be a concert. It's going to be some bull riding. It's all kinds of stuff happening this weekend.
Well, it certainly sounds like y'all will be getting into a little bit of everything up there this weekend. But today, Don, I want to talk about the System Hog Trap. Our listeners have been able to hear your commercials on our show for 2 years now, and obviously we appreciate y'all's support. But the traps just keep getting better and better, and I'm going to give a little background info here. You and I were deer hunting on your place in Montague County this past December, and we didn't see one deer, which is not the norm out there, not even a doe. We saw nothing. Well, as soon as we're getting on the four-wheelers to leave, you get a picture sent to your iPhone from the feeder that we just left, and there's 13 hogs in there. And you turn to me and you say, hey, look at this. Should I trap them? I was like, well, yeah, but how are you going to do that? He's like, watch this. Don pushes a button on his iPhone. The trap door slams. 13 hogs trapped right there in the feeder site. Absolutely amazing. And Don, I'm going to let you tell our listeners how you did that and about this new technology that you've implemented into trapping hogs.
All right. Well, what we have is a 30-foot hog trap, and you can set it up with a wireless trap's trigger system. And when something comes into the trap, it senses motion. It sends a picture to your email and your iPhone. And then if you want to trap whatever's inside the trap, you use your iPhone and you punch a code and it'll release the door. For instance, if a deer comes in, you don't want to trap it, so it just comes in, eats, and gets right back out of there.
Mm-hmm.
This last weekend, we had a hog that had come in and it had been trapped twice before, and we had come up with an invention for the top of it called the Hog Beanie Insert, because that was the name of the hog.
Uh-huh.
Hog Beanie. It was a jumping hog. He would clear a 6-foot fence. Now, if you can imagine that, 6 foot with a 200-pound boar going over the top of it with not a problem. So we come up with an item and we kept them in there. You can go to our website, goingfencing.com, and take a look at it, and it'll be called Hog Beanie the Jumper. And it was amazing to me. He was wanting to tear us up when we come to the outside of the trap to load him up. Most times the hogs will go to the far side of the trap. This hog come right next to us, stayed next to us, jumped at us, reared up. He was wanting to tear us a new one. He had like 2-inch tusk.
Huh.
And if he could have got over, we would have been up on that fence ourselves.
And in all the years that you've been doing this, this is the first time that a hog has actually gotten out of one of the traps. I mean, a 6-foot high panel, whether he climbed it or jumped it or whatever, I mean, 6 feet high, that's a pretty tall order for a whitetail to get over.
Yes, it is. The big bucks can clear it, but the does, you know, they can't. So that's why we've got the wireless traps, trigger systems, is not to catch them.
Uh-huh.
But out of 225 hogs, we've only had one to jump over the top like that. We had come up to the trap. We knew that we had him in there the first time. We went over there the next morning, and he was gone. We looked at it, and we said, no, what's going on here? So we got to looking around, and you could see just a little bitty trace of mud going up and over the fence. And I said, surely that hog didn't jump out. So we said it again. 4 days later, we thought we'd never have that hog back in. But 4 days later, he come back in. Okay, we pulled the trigger on him again. We said, all right, we got him. The next morning, we come back over there about 7:30 in the morning. He was gone. What's going on this time? So we looked at it one more time, seen more mud going up over the same spot. We took the cameras, we looked at them, and sure enough, we had one picture of him going up and over the top. And that's when we come up with that hog beanie insert.
Uh-huh.
And we put him right flat on his tail.
And folks, y'all can actually see a picture of this hog scaling that 6-foot high fence on my website at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Don, obviously this hog was smarter than the average boar, but he got kind of cocky because he came back a third time.
He did. He come back. That was 12 days. We caught him 3 times. And then we finally took him over and sold him for $80 when we caught him into the trap. And, you know, if people would, they could make quite a bit of money off of him. We had one customer last week. He told me that he was getting $110 for a boar that was over 200 pounds. This was down south Texas.
Uh-huh.
So people can make the hogs pay for the trap.
Oh, there is no doubt that trap will pay for itself in short order. It's just like the picture you sent me the other week. One of your clients actually caught, I think it was like 31 hogs in one night.
Yes, sir. That was Dan. He's down south near Laredo, and he let the hogs continue to come in for 11 days. The first night he had like 2 hogs, then he had like 4 hogs, then 5, then 6. And within the 11 days, he had 30 hogs coming in there. So he triggered the trap on the 11th night. And he went in there, he got them all, he got them out of the pen, and then that same night, he had 10 more come into the trap. And he hasn't caught the second bunch yet, and it's been about 17 days, and he's letting them bring more and more. And he's up to probably 15 or 16 hogs right now. He had a bunch in it last night.
Wow. Well, Don, talk a little bit about the Works package. I mean, it is the ultimate in as a deer feeder, as well as a hog trap. I mean, that's the coolest thing is that it doubles as both.
And you guys will come out, deliver anywhere in Texas, or really anywhere in the United States for that matter, set up the whole shebang. Tell us a little bit about that system.
Yes, sir. The 30-foot trap, when we sell the works package, it comes with the 30-foot going fence and hog trap. It comes with the wireless traps trigger system. It'll have the 600-pound bighorn metal feeder. It's a spin cast, and it has a ladder that goes up it and a little platform up at the top, which makes it excellent for filling. And then we've got the Oasis Wildlife Watering System, because if you're going to trap hogs, you want to make sure that you've got water in your trap so that you don't have to get out there the first thing the next morning. You can wait till 12, 1 o'clock, or even the next day, because they've got water and they've got food. So it works like a champ. When we catch them, sometimes it may be, the second or third day before we get out there, unless it's 100, 110 degrees, then you need to go out there immediately.
Yeah.
We had one customer this haul in May. He caught a 405-pound hog in one of the traps, and that is a big hog.
Man, that's probably the biggest one that anyone's caught in one of your traps so far.
So far on our traps, that's the biggest we've had catch. But the smallest one is less than 10 pounds.
Right.
You can catch them all the way from little bitty babies. We've got five little ones coming into the trap right now with mom. It's like six sows and then five little piglets coming into one of our traps.
Oh, those are the good eating size ones right there, those little guys. Don, do you think there'll ever be another hog like Hognini? Because in all the years I've been hunting, I've never heard of a 200-pound boar scaling a six-foot-high fence.
They're few and far between, but they can do it. And some of the people that, they want to build a four-foot-high fence, and I tell them, man, they'll jump over it. But, some of them won't. But a lot of them, they'll go right over the top of a four-foot fence. And six-foot, some of them will get up towards the top of our trap when they jump. But the way we've got our trap designed, it's got the little spaces up at the top so they can't hook their hooves and climb on out once they jump. So it works like a champ. You put your feeder into the center of the trap, or either if you've got hogs already coming to one of your feeders on your ranch or your deer lease, you can take our trap and build it around that feeder and put the hog trap door right on the trail of where it's coming out of the woods. You can see it real clear. And they'll come right in usually the first night and you'll see them. All we use is straight corn. A lot of people say, they like to put diesel on the corn, but we like to use straight corn because we want the deer to come in and eat, because we like to watch the deer, and see their growth. Because with that wireless traps trigger system, it takes a picture of whatever comes into your trap, and you can, watch your deer growth. So, you're doing two things at once, catching hogs plus watching your deer herd.
It is pretty cool, man, and the technology just amazes me. To be able to trap hogs with your iPhone.
It is. It's high-tech trapping. But, when you can make, say, $1,000 in a month, from trapping 30 or 40 hogs, it's well worth it. A person can go out to a farmer and ask him, hey, can I, get rid of your hog problems? And most times the farmer will say, yes, sir. You just go right ahead and you can set your, feeder up and set your trap up and get the hogs off of the farmer, because you're doing two things. You're making money off of it, and then the farmer's getting rid of the problem, tearing up his wheat and stuff. It's a win-win situation.
No doubt about it. Don, real quick, talk about the new prototype deer stand that you're working on. I know that you're a busy guy. Work seems to follow you all the time, even into the deer woods, unfortunately. But this new stand really has potential to help out the guy who needs to take his office with him into the woods, so to speak.
Well, the new deer stand's going to be, it's going to have a TV inside it. First off, you got to have your TV. If you're going to go hunting, you got to have that TV, because there's a lot of downtime when you're sitting in that deer stand. It's going to have a disc player in it. And then the other nice portion of it is going to have a remote cameras that is wireless that sends a signal back to a TV inside the deer stand. And you'll be able to see either two or four cameras, whichever package that you buy. And whatever's coming down the trail that you can't see from your stand, you'll be able to see it on the screen, because it's a motion sensor type camera. And it'll pick up the signal, send it back to your TV in the stand, and alert you that, your big buck's coming in. That way you've got time to get set up and ready, and you know he's coming, you know, around a certain corner, it's going to be another one of the high-tech items. And that's when you don't have a lot of time in the field, you know, you might have 2 weekends a year that you can actually get out and have a good hunt, and you want to be prepared. So get this set up, and it's going to have the solar panel on top of it. It's going to have a battery inside of it. It's going to have 110 inverter, so that if you needed to plug in your computer, for instance, if you want to plug in your laptop, your cell phone charger, it's going to have a 12-volt cigarette lighter in it. It's got all kinds of items that's just going to be, hopefully, the top-of-the-line deer stand.
Sounds like it, and I know how you like to hunt. You like to go out and you never even leave the stand. You'll sit there all day.
You know, if you're running a business, you've got to have your office in the field so that you're not, you know, just totally out there hunting. You know, you can be actually taking care of a few things.
Some folks can't get away from it. That is for sure. Don, always a pleasure. Y'all have a safe trip on the way home from Kansas, and we will see you soon, buddy.
All right, and they can give me a call at 940-391-3669. If I can answer any questions for them or give them an estimate, I'll be glad to do so. Just have them give me a buzz. And thanks for having us on your show, Cable.
You betcha. We'll talk to you soon, Don.
All right, thank you.
There he goes, our good buddy Don Gresham from Montague County, Texas. And you can visit his website at goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're joined by the good Governor Rick Perry. We're going to talk about some idle iron issues in the Gulf Coast region as the U.S. Department of the Interior is threatening to ruin offshore sport fishing in the Gulf Coast region. That's coming up with Governor Rick Perry only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You may want this metal, baby. Don't mean I won't win the war. And you.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com. Alaska's all-inclusive Kodiak Sportsman's Lodge is the place to go for the fishing trip of a lifetime. You'll enjoy Alaska's highest bag limits for king salmon, black sea bass, yellow-eye, ling cod, silver salmon, and halibut. Only 7 boats operate out of Old Harbor, and Kodiak owns 4 of them, so fishing pressure is never an issue. Drop lines within 20 minutes of the lodge in waters that are weather-protected in the Sitka-Litik Strait. Call 866-744-8777 or visit KodiakSportsmansLodge.com to book your fishing trip on Kodiak Island, one of the last great American frontiers. Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Whitetail season has come and gone, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Mile marker 595, just past my window side. I didn't stop, didn't wonder why, just kept on driving. Yeah, the rainbows over San Antonio, still raining, got the wipers on. Yeah, the cars full.
Attitude and Driving's the name of that one from the great Jack Ingram, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hop Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thrilled to be here with you on this lovely Texas morning. Also, I want to remind everyone to check out Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter. Next time you're planning a hunting, fishing, or any outdoor adventure, of course, Cabela's also has an awesome online store, and you can check that out at Cabela's.com as well. Let's see here. This segment proudly brought to you by STI Guns and Sendero Seed Company. And now, without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get into some pretty serious stuff regarding the Texas coast. And it's my pleasure to welcome back everybody's favorite, Governor Rick Perry, to the show.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back on. And anything that has to do with hunting and fishing or the great Texas outdoors, I am excited to be a part of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we are thrilled to have you on, Governor. And what I want to talk about this morning is the U.S. Department of the Interior's idle iron policy, which could have a negative impact in the Gulf Coast region. And I'm going to let you explain to our listeners just exactly what that is.
I'd be happy to. And, you know, idle iron might be a misnomer for a lot of people. But for those of us in Texas, the oil and gas industry and all of the infrastructure that goes into place there has created, of course, a huge industry and still continues to today, as we have onshore all of these new formations, the Barnett, of course, and the Haynesville, and then the Eagle Ford in South Texas. But offshore, which we've drilled, I want to say, close to 50,000 wells in the Gulf of Mexico since we've been offshore drilling in the history, and we've only had one, you know, really catastrophic event, the Deepwater Horizon, that was a little bit over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those, all of that infrastructure, all of those offshore platforms that go down, and all of that has been in place for now decades. And what it's created in the Gulf of Mexico is this extraordinary amount of reef infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we tried to get the federal government to allow us to have one of the flat tops from World War II and the Vietnam era, the Oriskany, to sink in the Gulf of Mexico as an artificial reef. And, so we have all of these artificial reefs in the form of offshore oil platforms, yet the federal government also is in the business of creating artificial reefs by thinking of vessels and what have you that have become scrapper. So on the one hand, you got the federal government that's out there going, we want you all to participate and to bid for and to be engaged in creating artificial reefs. So we benefit, obviously, the fishery habitat in the Gulf of Mexico. And on the other hand, they're out there with this policy directive ordering non-producing oil and gas wells in our offshore waters to be removed within 5 years. I mean, it's truly the left hand not knowing what the right is. It's a classic example of Washington, D.C., someone who probably has never even been to the Gulf of Mexico, has no idea about the positive impact that these infrastructures have on our fishing. And I might add, it's not just the fishing industry, it's also another aspect of this. I happen to be a diver as well, so it's the diving side that's also going to lose some great habitat, some great infrastructure that has been drawing people who spend substantial amounts of money, go offshore and fish and be involved in our underwater man-made artificial reef system. So this is just bad public policy that the Department of Interior has come up with. You know, not the first time that the Department of Interior has come up with a bad idea, and probably won't be the last.
Right.
But again, we try to inject common sense into our conversations with Washington, and it shocks them sometimes to be faced with common sense. But we will continue to push back, and you know, there are a lot of holes that have been punched out in the Gulf of Mexico, and one catastrophic event should not cause this type of knee-jerk reaction. You know, we had the problem that this administration put forward with, well, we're just going to quit doing any drilling out there, which is just, you know, it's impossible on its face to look at that and not almost chuckle with the naivety that would that exhibit. And then, you know, followed up with policies like we're going to remove all non-producing infrastructure in the next 5 years. It's just not only the cost of that, but also the negative impact that it would have on the habitat, and particularly those individuals who fish and use that as great generator of wealth in our state.
Uh-huh. And Governor, what people need to realize is that this idle iron infrastructure, these oil rigs that we have in the Gulf Coast, make up the world's largest artificial reef system.
So it is. I mean, and I can't tell you how flabbergasted I was when I first saw this. You know, it's something that I would expect a totally uninitiated individual who does not understand the infrastructure, the ecosystem of the Gulf of Mexico. But I hope not only common sense, but actually scientific evidence will carry the day here, and that Secretary Salazar will see the wisdom of leaving this infrastructure in place and continuing to build onto this largest man-made artificial reef in the world.
Mm-hmm. And Governor Perry, you actually wrote Secretary Salazar a letter asking him to review this flawed policy.
I did, April of this year. I just asked him to understand all the factors that impact a decision like this, and just you know, the blanket removal of these infrastructure is going to have a huge impact, and we don't mind the federal government and you know, environmental groups or whoever else might be involved in decision making to have reasoned requests and talk about this, but there is just irrefutable evidence that these structures are the basis of a thriving ecosystem that would be removed from the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, the table of the concerns out there around the world of a decreasing fisheries numbers, the number of species, and the number of fish that are being able to be harvested. And here you have off the coast of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, an ecosystem that is helping to increase the numbers of fish and species that we have. So, mm-hmm. I hope my friends in the environmental community will really come to bat with us on this and to support leaving this infrastructure in place. I think we have the safety measures in place on the capping of these wells. And, you know, if there are areas of concern there, let's address those. But removing the infrastructure is not going to make the Gulf of Mexico a safer place. All it's going to do is to make the Gulf of Mexico a more barren place from the standpoint of the fish life.
Mm-hmm.
And the the fisheries opportunity that we're going to have.
Yes, sir. And Governor, you know, I've fished the oil rigs. I've snorkeled out there. You've been scuba diving. And it's no secret, we had a serious problem with overfishing of red snapper about 15, 20 years ago. Well, let me tell you, the red snapper are back, and I would argue that that's a direct result of this artificial reef system out there. I mean, their numbers are through the roof right now.
Oh, there's not any doubt about it. You know, you go at the red snapper populations that are out there around those rigs now. I mean, the Mai Mai, I mean, it is fascinating all the different fish that come there. And if we had to, I think we're operating somewhere around 5,000 comes to mind as the number of active wells that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are tens of thousands of infrastructures that are out there, and you remove those, and that fish life's going to leave. It's going to go somewhere else. And anyway, mm-hmm. I just think this is very bad public policy, and I hope that not only the fishing community, but also the environmental community can come together on this and talk some sense into our Department of Interior and this administration that this is not the right approach to the long-term health of the Gulf in a lot of different ways.
Yes, sir, Governor. And, you know, first and foremost, like you said, marine life is going to lose here. Then anglers, divers, snorkelers, they're going to lose out as well. But the people I feel the most sorry for are those who live along the Gulf Coast, especially the Texas coast. I mean, fishing boat guides, captains, bait shops, restaurants, bars, I mean, hotels, you name it, they're going to lose a lot of revenue.
Well, we've already had a huge economic impact in a negative way on the Gulf Coast region with the stopping of the permitting or the making extremely difficult of the permitting of drilling wells. And I understand the administration's concern from an environmental standpoint, concern about making sure that we are drilling safely and that we never have another loss of life that we saw with the Deepwater Horizon. The premise that we're not going to go drill anymore or that we're going to substantially curtail that drilling because there's been one event is tantamount to saying that we're not going to have an airline industry because there's been a failure, either structurally or human failure, that caused an aircraft to crash and lives to be lost. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to do that. And so I think it would be just as nonsensical for us to have the mentality that we see coming out of this administration. So, again, government from time to time can overreact. I think we've seen an overreaction by this administration, both on the permitting of new drilling and of the removal of this old iron, idle iron, as they refer to it. And hopefully common sense and people who are strong advocates of a vibrant Gulf of Mexico, whether it's marine life or whether it's human life and the economics that will be impacted in a negative way. I think the Gulf has suffered enough. Let's not make it worse.
I couldn't agree more, Governor. And we certainly appreciate you having not only the Gulf Coast back, but sportsmen and anglers all over the Lone Star State. We appreciate that. Real quick, before I let you out of here, though, did you have a chance to get out and do any hunting or any fishing at all this fall?
Cable, the only thing that I was hunting for in the fall, unfortunately, was boats, and I did not get my back limit. So let's just say that running for the presidency of the United States was an incredibly interesting and stimulating. But it sure played the dickens with my hunting and fishing.
I certainly understand that, Governor. Maybe you can get down to the coast and make up for lost time this summer.
Actually, my goal is to take a trip from Corpus Christi, the very north part of Padre Island, and track the entire Padre Island down to South Padre. And hopefully in late September, October, I'm going to be able to get that done. It's the last non-developed coastal region in the entire United States. And I want to four-wheel it the entire way, just camp out along the beach and take 3 or 4 days and cover that 100 miles or so. And one of the great adventures I've got on my radar screen.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, that sounds like one heck of a trip right there. Governor, we certainly appreciate everything you do, always looking out for the Texas sportsman. And let's keep our fingers crossed that Mr. Romney pulls this thing out come November.
Lord willing, he will. And listen, if we get this trip pulled together, I'll call you, and you might want to tag along and do a little program along the way.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Thanks, Governor Perry.
Godspeed. So long.
So there he goes, Governor Rick Perry. We certainly appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to join us this morning. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking Covey Rises and a whole lot more. That's right, Bob White Quail with Texas Parks and Wildlife Upland Bird Game Program Leader Robert Perez. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Crazy moon, keep on shining down. Sing a song to you. Crazy moon, we won't let you down. There's nothing that we wouldn't do.
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature GameGuard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. Newland Real Estate is your North Texas farm and ranch acreage property specialist, and right now they have the amazing four-star ranch listed in Salina, Texas. 74 acres of rolling terrain, mature trees, a creek, three ponds, and five-acre lake offer great fishing and abundant wildlife. Thousands of feet of pipe and cable fencing outline the property, and the 8,400-square-foot Savannah-style home boasts every luxury upgrade imaginable. Of course, there's also a greenhouse, fuel house, and barn, so bring your horses. Remember, the name you can trust, Newland Real Estate. Visit NorthTexasRealEstate.com today.
But I sit down by the highway, I hear those big cats growl. Where the quail gonna fly to? Where will the rabbits run now? I watch them tearing all the hell what used to be my church, tearing up my grandpa's land. They're treating my grandpa's land like dirt.
Oh, yeah, a little Chris Knight bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith, reminding y'all, by the way, to check out Cabela's.com before your next outdoor adventure. Cabela's is the world's foremost outfitter, and they've got everything you need to make your next trip the trip of a lifetime. Visit Cabela's.com to see for yourself. And you know what? Actually, speaking of trips of a lifetime, if y'all aren't aware of Drop Tine Hunting, you need to be. They are Southwest Texas' premier outfitter. Deer, turkey, hogs, exotics, dove, ducks, you name it, they hunt it. They hunt only the most well-managed ranches in Southwest Texas. So they can make and will make your next trip the trip of a lifetime. Visit droptinehunting.com to book your hunt today. Well, let's go ahead and talk about an issue that is always on the minds of the Texas outdoorsman or woman, and that, my friends, is our declining bobwhite quail population. But today I've got some positive news to share with you guys and gals, and here to tell us a little bit about a new Texas Parks and Wildlife program. It's our Upland Bird Game program leader, an old friend of the show, Robert Perez. Thanks for dropping in.
No problem. Good morning. Glad to be here.
We are certainly glad to have you. What have you been up to?
We've been talking quail a lot lately. A lot going on in the quail world in Texas, and we've got some exciting things on the horizon.
Very cool, and we're going to get into that here in just a second. But first, let's recap the season that was, the 2011-2012 Texas quail season, one of the worst on record.
Correct. We collect data by ecoregion, and a couple of the regions recorded their lowest since the beginning of the surveys in 1976. So we did have some all-time lows. And, of course, you know, the major contributing factor to that was just a grueling drought. I mean, 100-year drought's what they're calling it. And those kind of conditions make it tough for any critter to make a living out there.
Mm-hmm. And, Robert, the season was so bad, in fact, that Texas-based organization, the Quail Tech Alliance, actually encouraged hunters to refrain from shooting at all. Just go out there, work the dogs, count covey rises and the number of birds that they were seeing. And they also asked Texas Parks and Wildlife to not only shorten the upcoming 2012 season, but also to reduce the daily bag limit.
Right. Believe it or not, quail hunters as a community are really good at self-regulating. In fact, we did a survey this past at the end of the hunting season to ask hunters if they practiced just working dogs or taking one bird per covey or only shooting covey rises or limiting the number of days hunting. And it turned out pretty much the vast majority of hunters across the board, across the regions, practice self-regulation, especially during times of drought or when population numbers are low. So the good news is I think it's something that hunters regularly practice.
Okay. You know, take us through y'all's decision to keep the same season length and also keep the bag limit at 15 birds per day.
Right. I mean, Quail Tech Alliance was one entity that had some requests, but because of the dire situation with quail across the landscape, we had requests from our constituency that ranged from no change to shut the season down immediately during the 2011-2012 season and everything in between. So a lot of people were concerned and engaged, and that's a good thing that people have their heart in it, and there's a lot of folks that care about quail in Texas. And all that was taken into consideration. We held a science meeting with some of the nation and state's leading quail researchers. We came together at a summit in Austin. And the outcome of that, based on science, not so much philosophy, but based on just the latest scientific findings in regard to quail populations and hunting and the impacts of harvest, and basically came to the decision that there are only around 50,000 quail hunters in Texas, probably fewer this past season, and just their feet or their boots on the ground couldn't cover the whole state physically, and their impact on harvest or not harvesting birds wouldn't reverse any kind of trend, wouldn't help out with the drought, wouldn't, you know, make weeds or make bugs or make nesting cover. And that approach, you had the expectation that quail would recover from that action, simply not the case. The course of action needs to be habitat-based, which is the direction we would like to move in.
Well, Robert, I always love it when I hear that science was the basis for making a decision, not money, not politics, or any other thing. So that's great to hear. And it's good to know that the Texas quail hunter isn't going to affect this declining population on a grand scale.
Not at a statewide scale or even a regional scale. There's simply not enough hunters. That's not to say that someone could have a small piece of property and overhunt it. That's certainly possible. And that's always happened. I mean, that will happen. But then the surrounding landscape can fill in that gap if it's good habitat, and neighboring quail coveys can move in and fill in the gap. The problem is, as we lose habitat, there's no neighboring property any longer to fill in the gaps. And so we see populations becoming disjunct and have islands, and then as we have droughts, that exacerbates that situation where there's just these little strongholds of quail out there in premium habitat that kind of escaped some of the drought or got lucky and got a few rains. And so you have these little pockets, and from there, the population has to build across the landscape. And we're hoping with the spring rains we just got that we're on our way to recovery, we hope.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about quail is they trend up and trend down in these boom-bust cycles. And I don't know that we've ever had a bust cycle like the one we're in.
More so in Texas than other parts of the range because we're just kind of on the edge of their distribution, and it's just harder to make a living here primarily due to rainfall in the rolling plains in South Texas, that western edge of the distribution. Places like Florida, northern Florida, southern Georgia on quail plantations, they don't boom or bust nearly as bad because they can always count on rainfall, which, as you know, we can't count on rainfall every year in Texas.
There is no doubt about that. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this new boots on the ground type of program that Texas Parks and Wildlife is putting into place. I believe it's going to be over the next 4 years. And there's three focus areas throughout the state that y'all are going to be studying specifically.
Correct. We've put in for some federal assistance and funding to start a program to monitor focus areas, three focus areas in the state. And that project comes on the heels or is part of a national recovery plan called the Northern Bobwhite Conservation Initiative, which we've been part and parcel to since its inception when the plan was unveiled in 2000. So for about the past 12 years, we've been working hand in glove with the national folks to try and reach some of these habitat and population goals and objectives for bobwhite quail across the range of the species. In Texas, we've got a big state, and there's 10 different ecological regions, and quail have declined for different reasons in different regions of the state. The focus areas we chose that we selected with the help of the national tools, the spatial planning tool, to identify places where quail are still around and have a good chance of coming back given the right habitat goes on the ground. So we're working with landowners, working with NGOs and other resource agencies to get folks the assistance and the know-how, the knowledge on the ground, and also the ability to monitor birds, monitor the response. That's kind of the missing piece of the puzzle. Oftentimes we do good work, but we don't go measure the impact. So we need to measure over the long term how bobwhite quail and other grassland birds respond to habitat work on the ground.
Okay. Robert, talk about those three areas of the state that you guys are really going to be focused on throughout the study.
Okay. So one of the areas is in association with the Wildlife Habitat Federation, which is centered around Columbus and Sealy, kind of in the central Texas coast. And there are core populations of quail around, and they've been doing good work for a number of years, for about 4 years in that region, through corridors and kind of set-asides and riparian buffers and different programs that have built a sustainable population of quail there, and it continues to grow. And as that program grows, we want to go in and offer more assistance, especially in regard to monitoring areas that have been treated and areas that have not been treated, and measure the impacts or measure success and see how bobwhite quail and grassland birds respond specifically to habitat work when it's at a scale to be meaningful. Of course, if you're doing habitat work on 30 acres and know your neighbors are, you're not likely to support a population over the long term. So it's only when folks work together and build corridors and buffers that you have long-reaching impacts where a population of bobwhite quail can last over the long term. Mm-hmm. Another area is in Navarro and Ellis County, not too far south of Dallas, which is an area people don't really think about quail. But there is a remnant population there, and we hope to build on that by working with landowners to the same process to get habitat on the ground through incentive programs and monitor those impacts. And the third area would be in the rolling plains centered around Clay County and south, four or five counties there, where we'll be honing in on specific areas where we identify key landowners who are willing to initiate a program and get things going on the ground, and then we'll measure those impacts before, during, and after treatments.
Very cool. And one other interesting aspect from this new initiative is that you're asking hunters to be very involved. And, you know, I guess that hunter feedback interaction was really something that's been missing throughout quail hunting and quail research over the past 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, this process, reopening the regulatory process for quail, it arose some questions. When we looked at our databases of hunter statistics, we found that upon closer inspection, we didn't really have a good handle on a true daily harvest. What are quail hunters doing on a daily basis? Are they hunting just at the end of the season? And we weren't able to collect things like hunter behavior. Are they self-regulating? So we had done a quick survey this past season to kind of get a quick version of what's going on the ground. But what we'd like to do, and what we are going to do this fall, is we're initiating a hunter scorecard. And that's been done with other species like dove, so it's not a new technique, but it's one that we've not used with quail. So we'll be drawing a random sample of quail hunters, and each of them will be receiving in the mail kind of a thicker paper quail hunter scorecard that they can take with them to the field, or they can keep at home and fill out when they're finished hunting. But the idea is for us to gather a lot of hunter statistics that we don't currently gather, like a daily bag and timing of harvest. When are they specifically hunting? Because there was some question in this process that came up where are most folks hunting birds at the end of the year? And if so, would that have negative impacts because those are the birds that are about to do the breeding? Mm-hmm. And that raised some of the questions of should we shorten the season? Well, we didn't have the information in regard to hunting, the timing, the exact timing of hunting. So we'll be looking to hunters to help us gather some, to improve our ability to understand hunter behavior.
Well, as a quail hunter, I'm excited that we have the opportunity to be a part of this study, which I believe is going to take place over the next 4 years.
We've got a grant proposal in for a four-year project, but we don't want to stop at 4 years. There's a lot of interest and support. We're working with the Oaks and Prairies Joint Venture and the American Bird Conservancy on this project and a number of other partners. But we're looking to secure additional funding in future years. Ideally, this would be a process that we would look at for over the next 10 years.
Well, Robert, it's definitely something for the quail hunter to be excited about, and we certainly appreciate everything that you and the Upland Game Bird Department are doing. Thank you so much for your time this morning. As always, it's great to visit with you, and I look forward to touching base with you again this fall.
Great. Appreciate your support. Thanks for calling.
Take care, brother.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So there he goes, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Upland Game Bird Program Leader Robert Perez. That segment proudly brought to you by Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Looks like we are out of time for this morning. Thanks to our other guests, of course, Governor Perry, as well as our good friend Don Gresham of Going Fencing. Next week, we're going to get into some Texas mountain lion talk. There's a lot more mountain lions in Texas than you might think, so get ready for that. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
He's taking to wear and stock shirts and his boots stay shine. Keeps that old truck neat as a pin. The picture gazes down from his visor at an empty dash where a spit cup should have been. Hey, running buddy, what'll you say to a 12-pack? Hey, running buddy, what you say to setting some lines? Hey, running buddy, don't you remember the good times we had before you hooked up with that San Antonio girl?
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris and the Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait, Texas. I sure would like to thank everybody for making Hoffpower Polaris' 2011 our best year in business yet. And I've got a feeling that 2012 is going to be even better. Speaking of 2011 and 2012, we've got a few 2011 model Polaris still on the lot. You bargain hunters need to come snap them up. They won't last long. Now, we have a whole lot and warehouse full of 2012s. Now, on top of Polaris, we also sell New Holland, tractors and equipment, Bush Hog and Rhino, Woods and Agmire equipment, Bad Boy mowers and ATVs, Dixie Chopper mowers. Folks, we also sell Big Tex and S&H trailers. And when you go inside the showroom, we've got lots of cool stuff there, too. Yeti coolers, Arctic Ridge coolers. We've got Benchmade knives, Gerber gear, and Outdoor Edge knives. And we've also got Cannon and Winchester gun safes. That's just a list of few. If you're looking for some great deals, come see us today. Hoffpower's Polaris and Outdoor Superstore. Check us out on the web at houtdoor.com. And remember, Hoffpower's has been in Central Texas for over 47 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.